Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I have one quick question for you, and just please answer it. You can answer it verbal or non-verbal. You can answer it verbal or non-verbal. I just have this quick question. It's short, it's brief. Is it the weekend yet? Is it the weekend yet? Is today the weekend? If today's the weekend, just continue on about your business and don't worry. I feel you. I am sensing this nonverbal. Nonverbal communication. Telekinesis, maybe, even. If it's not the weekend, we just gonna power, fight through it until it is the weekend. You know, sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do. Sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do, me included. I know when I'm bad at something. I know when I'm not good at something. I'm not this person, or I'm not the guy who think that everything I do is great. Everything that I do is expert level. Everything that I do is master class. Everything that I do is the best, the greatest. There's some things that would fall in that category, but I know everything that I do doesn't fall to that level. I'm not that detached. I don't need my ID, ego, super ego. I don't need any of that gassed up. I don't need to be gassed up. I don't need the hype. Well, be straight up. Don't need the hype. So I know that there's some things that I do that isn't the best. Shooting pool is one. Bowling is another. Bowling, especially bowling. Sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to do, like power through if it's not the weekend. But if it's the weekend, hey, just relax. Just chill. Take this ride with the rest of us. Take this ride with the rest of us if it is the weekend. Bowling is something that I don't do well. Bowling is something that I'd say I'm not even mediocre at bowling. I'm not mediocre at bowling. I'm very, 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 very bad. Maybe, just maybe, when the sun dies or when the sky turns purple, just maybe then I'll be decent or good at bowling. But I'm not good at bowling. Therefore, I try to avoid bowling. Therefore, I will go bowling. I will attend some bowling event if I'm asked. Bowling isn't something that I would just go and hop and do on my own. Bowling isn't something that I just say, hey, I want to go bow. I want to learn how to bow. I just want to do it because I'm so good at it. I'm an expert. I'm great. I get strikes all the time. No. Not even close. Bowling is the necessary evil that I agree to doing because I want to be around my peeps. Bowling is the necessary evil that I agree to do because I want to be around. I want to be present. I want to be there because your enjoyment, your fun, the experience, the just time that we share together is just so much more important to me that I can just do something that I don't want to do. Bowling is something that I don't want to do. Bowling, it's way down the list of things that I would want to do, assuming it's something that I want to do. And I'm not just hating on bowling, because if I was hating on it, I wouldn't do it, period. If I was hating on bowling, I would just say, even though I enjoy your company, even though I want to hang out with my peeps, you're going bowling, I'm going to do something else. You're going bowling, I'm going to go watch grass grow. You're going bowling, I'm going to go and read the book on the back of my eyelids. You're going bowling, I'm going to do something else, like drink some water and count to 10. But I don't do any of that. You're going bowling, oh, okay, I'll go. I will go. And see, with bowling, it's not like my pool playing, my pool shooting. I'm not good at pool either. I know I'm not good at pool, but at least in pool, I'm mediocre. And at least in pool, sometime I can have that good game where I'm just knocking in everything. All my decisions are making sense. All of my decisions are adding up. Every shot that I'm taking, every shot before the shot that I'm just contemplating in my mind, pondering in my mind that it might happen, it might fall this way, it's happening. Sometimes I get lucky like that in pool. I never get lucky like that in bowling. Never get lucky like that with bowling. I'm lucky to get 80, 90, definitely anywhere around 100. That's a record for me. That's like my top five there. Anything near or close to 100. And don't let me mess around and get something over 100. Yeah, that's epic for me. That is epic for me. And it's not like that I don't try to actually bowl, because I'm from the mind, or I have the mindset of, if I'm going to try to do something, I'm going to try to do some the right way. I'm going to try to do something the proper way. I'm going to try to do something the right way, the proper way, so I can win. It's just something about losing that doesn't sit well. It's just something about losing that just make me feel icky. It's something about losing that I don't want to get used to that feeling, because I don't want to lose. Yet with bowling, I try to do things the right way. I try to do things the proper way. I don't like the losing. I do not like the losing, but I just lose. And I still can't get used to the losing, but I think I'm starting to accept the losing. Not getting used to it, but starting to accept it. Actually, I started changing my personal goal and my personal observations and sets of rules. If I get somewhere around 100 or something like that, yeah, as me winning, me playing against myself, winning, I might be playing against another team. I might be playing against someone else. But to me, in my mindset, my way of thinking, I'm playing against me and my standards, my past scores. That's who I'm competing with. I can't, and I'm not competing with anyone else. I don't like losing. I do not like losing. So I'm not competing with anyone else. I'm competing against myself. I can beat myself. I can beat some of my old scores. That's what I try to do. I try to beat some of my old scores, and I at least try to get over 50. Sometimes 60 is okay, but I try to compete, and I try to beat my old scores, even though I'm there with friends, even though I'm there with other people, even though I'm just there for support. I try to compete and beat some of my old scores. And it's not like I'm not trying. I try. It's just something about taking that bowling ball and just taking it behind my back and just whipping it forward and just having it hit the pins, and trying to knock down all of the pins. And I tried everything. I tried like throwing it sideways to get some kind of spin on it. Yeah, usually when I do that, it goes right in the gutter. Usually when I do that, it'll bounce a few times and go in the gutter. Or usually when I do that, it'll hit one or two pins and that'll be about it. Now I have so many pins left. Or usually when I do that, I hit a pin and then I just have the other pins like on the sides and there's no way I can get a spare. There's no way I can get a spare. So I tried that. I even tried throwing the ball and having it bounce. Granted, sometime I do this by mistake. I've done this by mistake, and other times I do it on purpose. But there's a difference. When I do it by mistake, I have the mistake actions all over me, and usually it's almost an instant gutter ball when I do it by mistake. But when I do it on purpose, it's not an instant gutter ball per se. It's just bouncy, bouncy. And the thing about bowling balls, when they bounce, it's not the basketball bounce. It's not the tennis ball bounce. It's the bowling ball bounce. It's that loud thump sound. Doot, doot. Loud thump sound. And it just doot, doot, doot. Because there was one time, when I was trying to do... Well, I wasn't trying. It just sort of happened. I can't confirm or deny any adult beverages were involved. Can't confirm nor deny that. However, I was distracted. I was distracted. I was having my normal game. Me having my normal game, which is my normal game, is pretty bad when it's compared to other people's standards. But when it's compared to my standards, I was having my normal game. I was having my normal average game on par to get the amount of points that I normally get. But compared to everybody else, I was dead last, pulling up the rear dead last. And that means that I was the one getting the jokey jokes. I was the one getting the jokey jokes, and all the jokes were coming my directions. Like, hey, why don't you just try throwing it this way? Why don't you try throwing it with your right hand? Why don't you try bouncing it? Why don't you? I was getting so many suggestions from people that I was with of how to bowl. And at some point, when you're a bad bowler, I'm a bad bowler. I know I'm a bad bowler. Therefore, all these suggestions that I get of how to bowl the correct way, bowl the proper way, been there, done that. I've heard it so many times. And I'm not going to say it gets annoying because I know I'm bad at bowling. I know this, but I go anyway to be with my peeps. I go anyway to hang out. So if I'm going anyway to be with my peeps, if I'm going anyway to hang out, I'm doing all this anyway, knowing that I'm a bad bowler, you don't have to give me any tips. You do not have to give me any tips. You do not have to tell me what I'm doing wrong. Just enjoy the fact that I'm there. Just enjoy the fact that I came out. Just enjoy the fact that I'm not watching grass grow or reading a book behind my eyelids. Just enjoy the fact that I am there. Yet, this occasion, that wasn't happening. This occasion, I was getting directions, instructions of how to bowl the proper way. So I was a little distracted and I was grabbing my bowling ball, reaching for it, couldn't find it. It was taking it a long time to come back, come up. So I just took the first ball and it felt different. It was lighter than my normal ball. So right there kind of threw me off, but I was already getting all this information, overload. There's so much going on, getting all this information overload, grabbed the ball was light, and things were just moving so quickly, moving so fast that I was unable to just process. I was unable to just be aware of everything. Actually, I was just unable to be aware of what was going on with the pins. Yeah, there was a reason that my ball didn't come back, because sometime when the pins are getting re-racked, there's like a delay or something happens. So if you're not looking down, it could throw you off. It could fool you or something like that. Boy, it didn't throw me off. It didn't fool me. I just wasn't looking down that far because I was just trying to grab my ball and I was just trying to bowl and just block all this information out and go to my happy place. I just wanted to go to my happy place and make my chest pop and just sing to my songs and just, woo, I'm having fun. Yeah. So all that was happening, all that was going on, I took the bowling ball and I just got my wind up and then I just get ready to throw it, my arms going forward. And then that's when I looked down and I looked down. And I was like, I see that the pins are getting racked and placed down. And by that time, I had two options. By that time, I had two options and none of them really were good options. It was bad option and worse option. Bad option and worse option. I'll let you figure out which one it was. One, I could just go ahead and just go full force and just let this ball just fly up in the air and just bounce and bounce and just hit everything and do what it's going to do. Or I can just try to pull my arm back and just hurt myself and just try to do something little cray cray, a little something different, and maybe just make the ball go a different direction and not as hard. Try to just do a little curve and just try to change something up. Well, let me tell you what I did. Me, at that point, I was like, hey, ain't no reason for both of us to get hurt. Because I processed in my head at that moment when I only had two options. I just went with my gut instinct. I just went with my intuition. My intuition said, ain't no need for both of us to get hurt. Both of us meaning me hurting myself, trying to change the trajectory of the ball. And it's still hitting the pins and the stuff that's down, resetting the pins. Ain't no sense of me getting hurt. And ain't no sense of me like hitting this thing too, because I'm still going to hit it. Even though if I can change the trajectory mid-throw, so me, I was like, you know what did the young kids used to say, or maybe they still do, YOLO. Actually, I didn't say YOLO. I said something else, but this is a family program. I just let it go. I went with my intuition. My intuition just said, hey, let it go, let it fly. So I was in mid and I had my two options and I just let it fly and it just flew. That ball just went doo, 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 and it hit the thing. Doo, 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 doo. And it hit the thing. And it hit the thing. Yeah. The people that worked there had to come and do something like reset it, or they had to do something to fix it because it was a pretty hard impact. It was pretty hard. It wasn't nothing I can do. I was distracted. I was not focused. I wasn't aware of my surroundings. And I just went with my intuition. My intuition said, hey, ain't no need for me getting hurt. Ain't no need for me throwing out my shoulder. I don't have to throw out my shoulder. Why would I want to go hang out with my peeps, hang out with my friends, hang out with my partners and just throw my shoulder out and hurt myself? I don't need that. I don't need that. We do not need that. So I just chose the better option. And there's been other times where I bounced the ball on purpose, where I just threw it up like that in the air and just let it fall and just bounce, bounce, bounce. Yeah, usually when I do that, it goes right in the gutter. Yeah, usually when I do that, it goes in the gutter and maybe hits like a side pin or something, or maybe hits the first pin and that's it. I even tried throwing the bowling ball soft. I even tried throwing heavier bowling balls, lighter bowling balls. I guess it's what? Right-handed, left-handed. I've tried everything. And you know me, I like formulating hypotheses. I like testing these hypotheses. I like getting results. I like taking those results that I get and using some form of a mathematical equation within statistics to determine whether or not that any difference. I do all that, but yet nothing has come about and said that this has improved. That's why I am okay. I am okay knowing that there's just some things I don't do good. I am okay knowing that there's just some things that I don't do well. I am okay with it. I'm so past that. So okay. If I'm going, if I'm doing this, I am doing this for team. I am doing this for us. It's we, not just me. It's we. It is we. It is we. 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 W-E. And when it's we, you have to know. You have to know what's coming up. I know what's coming up. I accept it. I accept that I'm not good. I accept I'm not the best. I can do that. NFL teams. NFL teams. It is the draft. NFL teams. NFL teams. We can accept. We can accept. It's the draft. We can accept the lies. We can accept the misinformation. We can accept all the things coming with the NFL draft. We can accept that from the teams and from the college players coming in. What we can't accept is stuff that you do stupidly. You know the draft is coming up. You know there's certain things that's going to take place. You know there's certain things that are going to happen. Hey, how about can you be on your best behavior? Can you just fake it? Fake it till you make it. Be on your best behavior for a week. Be on your best behavior for a month. Be on your best behavior 2 months. Just don't do anything silly. Do it for us. Do it for we. Do it for we, as in our team and you. Us, our team, you. Together, we. We'll be right back.